Tokusatsu, taking the form of many shows including Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, and Metal Heroes. And today, a group of fans come together to review it for you as Toku Secrets.
Hey guys, this is Nathan Dessau from AnimeSecrets.org. And we're coming at you with episode 27 of Toku Secrets. Now, before we get started on this, there's one thing I do want to say. I want to apologize for the lack of content recently. I do know that Rizwan did post our review of Kamen Rider Ghost episodes 17 through 20, like, you know, a week ago, but we actually did that way back in July, so Rizwan was actually kind of late uploading that. Shame on you, Riz. But, I guess a huge problem was just that, you know, our schedules got all over the place, plus, you know, July was also con season. Riz and I actually met at MechaCon, plus I went to Power Morphicon, so we all just kind of got busy and never had time for reviews, but thankfully, we are now making time. And today, we are going to be actually going a little bit out of what we usually do to basically just review a full series, in this case, Kamen Rider Wizard. And joining me today here is...
Hi, my name is Anthony Davis, also known as Green Boy on Twitter, and I'm also the White Angel in the DigiRanger group. And I'm also joined by...
Alright, y'all. I know y'all miss me. It's time, okay? It's your boy, Ronald Buzzy, a.k.a. the Green Terrier, a.k.a. the American Sniper, a.k.a. Young Yugi Moto, a.k.a. the Man of Steel on Wheels, a.k.a. Young Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a.k.a. Searching, Eliminating, All at Light Speed, a.k.a. Young Defiance, A.K.A. Mr. Sky High.
A.K.A. You're done, Ronald.
A.K.A. Let's get on with it, shall we?
Oh, and for the record, wait, what was that one thing you said? Never mind. I'll just listen to that in the replay and then just ask you about that later. But now, before we dive into the main topic, there are a few things that have happened in the world of Tokusatsu that we do need to address. The first thing is that with Kamen Rider Ghost nearing its end, in fact, I think it probably only has roughly a month left. Of course, the series that will be taking its place has official the trademark and title has been officially released, and it is called Kamen Rider X-Aid. And it has apparently been confirmed to be... video game theme series. In fact, the driver, I think it's called the Gamer Driver. Don't quote me on that, but
Gamer Driver.
Yep.
And we have images released of the suit. Personally, I'm kind of I'm indifferent to it. I mean, I think it looks cool. Not as cool as Ghosts, mind you, but I mean, it still looks okay. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think. What I'm okay, I don't think it's bad or anything, but I'm just like totally y'all I don't know what y'all are doing. Like,
but
it's something bizarre. I'll say that. I like that they're taking risks like this. I'll give them that. They're taking risks, which I like.
I'm just thinking of myself, like, so both Super Sentai, well, Lucy Super Sentai did this, and now Kamara is doing this, but yet we haven't seen anything about Power Rangers getting anything video game adapted. I'm just like, when is that going to be a thing?
Oh, wait, you're talking about a Mega Ranger, right? With the video game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say loosely because it's not really a video game type of series. It's more or less has to do with both. It's loosely based on one.
Yeah.
Because they played the game. And they're like, hey, you know, we're Mega Rangers now. But with But this is actually dealing with actual video game stuff. Like, he's going to be in an actual game. Whereas, like, Power Rangers has not done that at all. Like, they did it in one episode of Dino Thunder, but I think that was it.
Yeah. Oh, they did do it in one Dino Thunder episode.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I could say about the suit, though, I mean, I think the suit pretty much already gives it away, though. This is probably going to go back, you know, to be one of those very, very lighthearted Kamen Rider seasons. I mean, I can already see that in the suit.
It's going to be lighthearted. Yeah.
Have you heard his battle theme? Like, Jesus. When they said that this would be a video game motif, they were not kidding. They're going all out. These guys don't care. They're going all out. Like, the guy freaking collects coins. Like, what the heck? He's going to be collecting coins in battle.
He has a jumping ability too.
Wait a minute. You're ripping off Date from Oath now. God damn it.
Except this guy freaking jumps for him. This is ridiculous.
It's Sonic shit.
So yeah, I mean, I think we can all, I mean, we're all open to it. I mean, after all, you know, Toei has in the past, you know, taken ideas that seem really silly and childish and somehow turned them into something really epic. But hopefully this will turn out to, I mean, hopefully it'll turn out to be good. I'm going to give it a chance, but, you know, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, given how Kamen Rider Ghost I hear has been going downhill, I still have to catch up, but I just hope that this does make up for what Ghost is apparently doing.
Yeah, apparently they got like 10 more episodes left.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's going to 50? Like, this series is going to 50?
Oh, wait, wow, 50, because normally Kamen Rider seasons have been averaging to like 47 or 48 episodes a season.
Yeah. But I'm like, they're extending them. I'm just like, this is the one series that just needs to be over and done with already.
I mean, if anything, they better use those last episodes wisely.
You know, I just realized it's almost as high as like it's like Wizard, because I remember Wizard was like almost like 50 episodes. It was like over 50 episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah, and guys, it's actually great that Anthony mentioned that. Please keep what he just said in the back of your head, because we're probably going to be mentioning that a little bit later in this video.
Yes.
Keep that in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
But moving past the Kamen Rider stuff, we also have to acknowledge some stuff that's been happening with Jew Ozier, which I hear hasn't necessarily been going downhill. It may have been making a few missteps here and there, but for the most part, it's still...
Oh, it's miles.
It's been okay.
It's miles better than Ghost by a mile.
So a few new things. First off, Jew Ozier is getting a seventh ranger. He is going to be an orange ranger, even though his suit is basically just a repaint of Yamato's as a Jew Eagle. But he's called Jew Bird. Yeah, that's the only problem.
Creativity at its finest.
Right.
But more importantly, and what I think has a lot of people kind of hyped, it's actually been confirmed now. You know, there's been behind-the-scenes scans and even promotional images showing this. We're going to be getting some old veteran Super Sentai heroes showing up. Well, if I don't want to say old, because that would imply that they come from like the Showa era or stuff before the 2000s, but we are getting a Jew Ozier versus Super Sentai movie, and it's pretty much going back to like what Gal Ranger and Bokinger did. Like, pretty much the entire crossover movie is the Jew Ozier crossover with like a team made up of random veteran Super Sentai heroes. And in this case, yeah. The heroes, of course, we're going to get Aka Red back because, you know, we have to put him in an anniversary special, in an anniversary season. We're getting Masato Jin as well as his partner BJ Stag. They were the
Stag Buster. Yeah, from GoBusters. But here's the funny twist on it. These aren't gonna be the regular GoBusters that we know. These are actually, if anyone remembers, GoBusters had a V cinema called Dobutsu Sentai GoBusters, where it was some alternate reality.
Yeah, I remember that. I've seen that actually.
Yeah, these guys are from them.
And I think they're gonna make a joke, like, and this would work so well with like the character, be like, Dobutsu Sentai, you stole that name from us, or something like that.
Yeah, so. So yeah, they're playing off that. Yeah. So.
And then the other guys Nosan from Kyoryuger, Kyoryu Blue. He's probably gonna be spewing bad puns all over the place.
I was surprised he was going to be on there because he's more dinosaur themed. I thought they were going to get the animal theme, Sentais.
I guess it's with the dinosaur theme because, I mean, dinosaurs are technically animals, but...
Yeah, I just figured that that's like subspecies of animals, you know.
Then after that, we're getting, I guess they want to represent, like... now that I look at this, I guess they're trying to just represent the post-Gokaiger era because we have... One from GoBusters, one from Kyoryuger, one from Soulfuger, and one from Ni Ninja. Now, as I mentioned that, the one who's, I guess, representing Soulfuger is Akira, Tokyu Rokugo. And while I'm not a big fan of Soulfuger, as you guys know, and even looking back at Akira, I don't even think he's an amazing character. I gotta admit, I'm kind of glad that they picked him to represent Soulfuger, because, I mean, it's a lot better than Togashi, that's for sure. So, or a lot better than Wright.
Oh, thank God! I am so glad it's not him.
And representing Ni Ninja is Fuka. She was a Shiro Ninja.
She had the dog. She was one of the two only ones that had animals in her.
Isn't she the weakest of the Ni Ninjas?
She might be. I'm not sure. I haven't watched enough of that show to know about it.
I've heard people say she's pretty much confirmed as the weakest member.
Mm-hmm. I think she and Yellow.
Yeah, she and Yellow were the weakest, but I think she was the weakest overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Red was strongest. Well, obviously, because
main character
favoritism. Blue was second strongest.
I guess you could say Blue was the second.
Where's Gold?
He's somewhere in the middle between blue and pink, as I'd say.
Okay.
And but of course, the one that you guys all care about, and the one that Riz is especially hyped for, this was basically confirmed. There were like behind the scenes footage leaked of this character like standing against Ninjas, and the character is everyone's favorite space pirate, Captain Marvelous himself. He is coming back, and that is awesome. We're gonna be I guess we're gonna get Aqua Red back, because of course he's an anniversary gimmick that they're never gonna kill. Plus, I mean, I don't know, it's cool to see him.
Aqua Red's always cool to see.
He's
legendary, man.
We see we're gonna get a duo from a GoBusters movie, which I unfortunately have to watch, but I hear that they're fun anyway.
And besides, it's not like they it hurts to say this, but it's not like they can bring back the real ones, because Jin's kind of dead.
For the record, Yasuku Kobayashi, who was the head writer of GoBusters, I love you and you're still my favorite head writer for Super Sentai, but why did you have to kill them? Come on! I think it's an okay looking team. Personally, I would have liked it if they Soji from Kyoryuger was representing Kyoryuger instead of Nosan, because I don't know. I mean, they don't have a green or black ranger in this team,
it would have been way better if they had like a green ranger on the team or something.
But apparently listed on the allies under Duodger. We also have a. I'm pretty sure this guy was a monster in a. His name is
Jellystone.
Like, he was basically this guy. For those of you who don't remember Gokaiger, he appeared in like two episodes. There was the one episode which was basically a Car Ranger tribute episode where he's trying to capture Red Racer because Insarn is in love with him, and then he gets all mad and tries to profess his love for Insarn, but then the Gokaiger's just like. They beat the crap out of him, and then he shrinks down and gets thrown into the garbage. And then a couple of episodes later, he meets a guy who's running a takoyaki stand, and he falls in love with his mother and marries her.
That's one of the weirdest episodes, I swear. That episode was so weird.
That is the definition of a weird filler
episode. Wasn't also a Time Ranger tribute, too?
Was he? I'm not sure.
It actually was, because I remember they transform into the Time Rangers in that one.
Yeah.
And it was a subplot with Domo coming back to, you know, give him details on what's going on with... it was about the Sixth Ranger, I think. It was about Guy's mech or something like that. Because they were the one that sent it to the future.
Mm.
But yeah, so... we got some pretty interesting news. Personally, I'm more hyped and optimistic for the Super Sentai part as opposed to the Kamen Rider. But overall, I think we got, you know, some interesting news on what awaits us in the future of Tokusatsu.
Yeah, should we talk about Kamen Rider's upcoming stuff?
No, we did talk about X8 already.
What about the V-Cinemas?
Oh, well, the V-Cinemas, I don't really keep up with the V-Cinemas much, but I'll tell you that real quick.
But I'm definitely might check out the Gaim summer movie, though. This thing's pretty interesting.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I was referring to the Drive Sagas.
Oh, the Drive Sagas, okay.
Mock and Heart.
I still have not seen those yet. I need to check them out, too, because I haven't seen those, or the Gaim Gaiden ones.
And then
they were fire, man. I heard they were pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. I will say Dukes is probably kind of the most boring one.
That's a given.
I do want to see the Knuckle one though, because I really.
Oh yeah, Knuckles is actually pretty good. So. And it's good too, because Knuckle barely had.
Much screen time.
Yeah, and they didn't even give him an alternate form aside from that like 2 second scene where he used a Tsukiya arms.
Yeah, that was disappointment.
But anyway, so moving into the main topic of this, because I'm sure that you guys are hey, I didn't click on this video to get a news report. I want to hear you guys review and rip stuff apart. Well, you're gonna get that in this video. So
all of it. You're gonna get all of it.
So today, rather than do what we've done for in all of our other Toka Secrets reviews, we're actually going to be taking a Kamen Rider series that has already aired and, you know, pretty much do like a little retrospect or like review of it as a whole. And it's not just for Kamen Rider either. We'll probably inevitably do this for Super Sentai stuff as well. But we want to start this off with Kamen Rider. And the series that we've chosen today is the show that I think we can all agree is one of our lesser favorite seasons, Kamen Rider Wizard, which I think is, like, by and large accepted as, like, probably the weakest season of the Neo Heisei era. I know that some people may consider it a little bit better than Forze, but I think overall it's probably considered the worst. Not in the entirety of the show, because I think there are other shows that get a bit more hate than Wizard does. But as far as the Neo Heisei era goes, the post-decade stuff, yeah, this is probably the most hated.
Yeah. It could have been better, but they dropped the ball on this one. Especially with their lead protagonist. I'm just like, he's so boring.
So to give you guys the basic story on this, what little there is, because that's one of the biggest problems with Wizard. Pretty much the whole story is that the concept is that there are certain humans known as Gates, and they have these monsters that are... Wait, what were you going to say, Anthony?
I never get why they're called Gates. I just don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense why they're called Gates. They could have just been called, like, you know, they're, you know, the vessels or something like that. That would be more better the sounding, because, you know, they're essentially demons, you know, vessels, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just my nitpicking, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So I had to say that.
And basically, the humans that are Gates, they have these, like, demon-like, mythical creature-based monsters inside of them, and they're called phantoms. And what happens is that these phantoms inside of them give them magical powers, but the downside is that if these people are driven to despair, then that actually results in the phantom, like, slowly
devouring them. And breaking up.
And then they die, and the phantom monster, like, becomes them. So, like, they're dead, which I have to admit is one of the more depressing things. Like, these people fall to despair, and that's pretty much it. Like, there's no way to return them back. I always found that to be one of the more depressing elements of the show.
This is going to be, like kind of, yeah, like, the wrong, like, kind of messy thing to say, but, like, if you're pretty much goth or emo, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm nothing against my goth or emo, because I love goth, but, like, I just want to make a joke.
So, this is a reference to the previous Kamen Rider series, but, Tomoko Nozama from Forze, you're screwed, so... you were a really hot girl, so I feel really sorry for you.
Do not touch Tomoko. Do not touch Tomoko-chan.
But, so prior to this, I can't even remember what the event was called, but there was, like, this huge,
The Sabbath.
Yeah,
the Sabbath, yeah.
Where pretty much, like, all these Gates were driven to despair by someone we don't figure out till the end of the series. Oh, and by the way, we're going to give a major spoiler alert. Like, we are going to give spoilers in this review.
So, yeah. Yeah. Were that.
That probably went without saying, though, because is there any video that we've done that hasn't had spoilers? And during that event, the Sabbath, one of the Gates, his name is Haruto Soma, he was actually able to overcome his despair and hold on to hope by himself. Like, you know, like, he was able to, like, overcome despair with, like, by himself. Like, he's strong enough to hold on to hope, basically.
Right, and yeah.
Because of that, he's able to control the phantom inside of him, which is a dragon. And for the record, these phantoms, because they can't come up with any creative names, they're pretty much named after the mythical creature that they're based on. Like, there's this Medusa one called Medusa. There's a Phoenix one called Phoenix.
I love how clever the names are.
Yeah. I mean, at least
they make sense. I mean, I like the design of their looks. I mean, it's fine. They didn't get away with it once, but if they did it again, then I wouldn't have liked it.
So, because he's able to control the dragon phantom inside of him, Haruto apparently also has the ability to use the power of dragon and become a mage. So, this mysterious guy who acts as a mentor toward him, he's constantly referred to, sorry about that, constantly referred to as...
The White Wizard.
The White Wizard, and he gives him this thing called the Wizard Driver, which is basically just a big hand.
Wouldn't really call him a mentor, per se, because he didn't really, you know...
Teach him
anything.
And pretty much the way that this wizard driver works, you know, it's a regular rider belt. You put it on your waist, although it's kind of disturbing, though. I mean, a hand on a guy's crotch. I mean, I'm sorry for making any windows here. I know that we're trying to be a little bit more appropriate for children. But, yeah, that's totally something to put on a kid's show, guys. But
Didn't they like make a joke of that one, like one episode? I can't remember if they did or not. I'm just...
I don't know. I did see this one picture though, where I even showed this in a group where it shows Kamen Rider Baron, and he's like putting his hand against the hand on a Kamen Rider Wizard's driver, and I'm like, whoa, Kaito, keep it clean, man, keep it clean.
No, I think what happened was he actually got like the he couldn't. I think he tried to use his belt, but he couldn't reach it. So I guess I think he like used the monster's hand to like put it down. And I was like, "What are you doing?"
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, "That's a little weird," but okay.
And the way that Wizard Driver works is that he puts rings on his hands, and he uses like these switches to switch between either his left hand or his right hand with his with the rings on his left hand, allowing him to transform or switch forms, and the rings on his right hand give him all these, like, you know, attacks or abilities. Like, you know, he can make a wall appear out of what, you know, midair, or, you know, do his wider kick, which in this case is called kick strike. So he becomes Kamen Rider Wizard through this. The White Wizard gives him the aid of, like, this mysterious, like, her name is Koyomi, and she's, like, this magical doll that was brought to life and is powered through magical energy.
He pretty much orders them to take care of her.
Yeah. And they stay at this antique shop where they live with a guy. I can't remember what his name was.
I know he's the Rainmaker, but I don't know anything more about that.
I think his name was Wajima. He actually takes these stones and he makes new rings for Haruto to use.
They never explain how he was able to do that.
No, they don't. Like.
Do what?
I guess they kind of hint with the alternate form rings that Haruto gets. Like, apparently, the White Wizard sends him these stones, which he then crafts to make rings. But that's just for the alternate form, not the actual ability rings.
I mean, he pretty much just does the same. Like, White Wizard just sends him to him. He's like, hey, craft that for the boy. And
Wajima's like, he's like, I'm taking my leave, but why don't you just help me? Bye. I have to do a thing to do. Bye.
Goodbye.
He's like, okay. Because you're thinking, like, with how Wizard operate, I mean, how White Wizard operates, you think that, like, he would at least be there, like, once in a while to teach, like, how it's like, hey, you need to do this, like, do this this way. No, not that ring. Use that ring. You know, be like an actual mentor.
Instead, Haruto probably had to learn through trial and error.
Yes, and that's.
And I'm betting that didn't go well.
That is going to be like the most difficult thing. Like, I mean, I get that's like he has to learn how to do it on his own, but like at the same time, he needs someone to guide him. He's not going to be able to do all this stuff on his own. That's why I know I'm going off topic here, but I'm planning on making a fan-made comrade series based on Wizard. And it's gonna have the same name, same title, but it's gonna be just Americanized, basically. And I'm gonna have Nathan as, you know, the main writer. He's the main writer for the series, and my series is gonna do is that White Wizard actually is gonna be a mentor to the Kamen Rider Wizard. It's just you're most gonna see him in his human form, and I might get somebody to display as him while he's in his human form most of the time.
And apparently he also wants to have Ronald be the secondary writer, who we'll get to in a little bit.
Yes.
You have both the writers on a little fan series there.
Basically, yeah.
But, so he becomes Kamen Rider Wizard, and pretty much he's fighting the Phantoms that are being released because they're basically attacking gates to draw out more Phantoms. And the Phantoms currently... are being led by two of the generals, which are basically the ones that I just mentioned. Phoenix one called Phoenix, and another one, a female one called Medusa. And they pretty much go around and they find these random Phantoms and say, like, hey, we just found this gate, so could you just, like, go and make her day kind of bad so that she can become a gate? Thanks. And then, no, Phantom. Thanks, man. you know, that's pretty much how
it works. Yeah, I think that was like it was a police officer that was a phantom, and I'm just like,
yeah, the first episode.
And I'm just like, how could these people not know that the person that, you know, was already dead or is acting differently, you know? It's one of those things where you're just like, well, if the guy's, you know, acting differently, you know something's up. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to be like the same guy that you once knew, you know? It's just, I don't know.
And yeah, in the first two episodes, actually revolve around Haruto making contact with two guys who are basically supporting characters for the remainder of the show. The first episode, he helps with a character. Her name is Rinko. She is a police officer whose father died. Her father was a cop, by the way. And she became a cop because she wanted to protect people just like her father. And in the first episode, she's targeted by the Phantom. And the Phantom crushes the ring, this locket that she has, that was apparently her hope, which then almost causes her to be driven to despair. And this is one thing that Haruto occasionally does, but occasionally doesn't, which is a flaw that I'm going to mention in the series a little bit later in this video. But what he has to do is that he has to use a certain ring to enter the subconscious of the gates and destroy the Phantom inside of them so that they can no longer run the risk of being, you know, becoming a Phantom. What he has to do is that he has to enter their subconscious and summon his own Phantom Dragon and use his motorcycle to mount it so that they can do like a mecha-esque battle. You know, kind of like what Super Sentai with their mecha.
Basically, he's literally fighting people's inner demons, like literally
in their underworld.
And then in the next episode, we get our comic relief character. His name is Shun. He's basically this guy who, ever since he was a kid, wanted to be a magic user. And you know, the Phantom tries to drive him to despair by making him by having like this fire appear from his hands. But then when he gets on live television,
it makes him think he can do magic for a bit.
You know, and then drives him to despair, and then Haruto saves him too.
I'm just like, so he can light like a little thing of fire, like if you want to somebody to think they really do some magic, do it like way bigger than just like little fire tricks. Like,
yeah,
if you want him like to think that he's like this fire wizard now, you should have him just like, you know, and make like giant fire flames and just like, you know, like make magic tricks behind him or something like that. Just, you know, make it more flashy, like he's actually like doing the stuff, like.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Anthony.
But that's just my opinion. That's all I want to say.
But this honestly, like, brings up the first flaw that's kind of obvious with this. At least with the first episode, that was actually one problem I had. The first episode already has a problem in that, while I'm all for, you know, having this kind of plot where the main writer already has his powers, you know, I mean, I'm okay with them doing that kind of plot, but you still have to have the episode, like, revolve around them so that we can get their character set up and all that, and that's not what the first episode does.
Nope.
The first episode feels more like just a regular episode that just revolves around Rinko. And aside from us like seeing that Haruto is kind of a confident guy who makes all these snarky comments, you know like when he's changing to his earth form, it's like, hey, I'm gonna ground you, and then he like transforms to his air form and it's like, hey, I'm gonna totally blow you away. I mean, you know, we don't really know much about Haruto's character. You know,
and that's the problem with the series. We don't know who our main writer is.
Yeah, because in the second episode, we do learn that he was able to hold on to hope because his parents died, and he vowed to, like, be their hope, like, you know, by living on for them. But that's kind of just simple stuff.
Yeah, that's simple as heck.
Yeah.
You can name so many characters in Kamen Rider as well as other shows where their parents died, and like you can't really depend on that as a crutch for your character to have development.
Mm-hmm. They do bring up the whole, now that you think about it, literally from Forze onward, the main writer's parents are dead, because, like, Genro's parents are dead, and he's living with his grandfather. Sorry, Anthony, for those spoilers. You know, Haruto's parents are dead. I'm pretty sure in Gaim, Kota's parents are dead, because he's living with his sister.
They're dead. Yeah, I think so.
Shinosuke from Drive.
At least we know his father is dead.
Yeah, we don't know anything about his mother, because, you know, who cares about the mother? And same thing with
the parents, too. This is in Power Rangers as well. Like some parents I've never even like mentioned. They're just like, oh well.
I mean, seriously, go away. Quit killing people. Damn it. But so after the first two episodes, when Shumpei and Rinko join, like, I guess I want to say the crew. I don't know. After that, the series in a nutshell, a whole lot of nothing happens. I mean, pretty much every episode is just a two-parter. You got the gate of the day, and it's always a two-parter, and we learn a little bit about, you know, their backstory and, like, what gives them hope. And, you know, Haruto, you know, was constantly preaching about how he'll be their final hope. And then they either the Phantom gets destroyed, or they're just able to hold on to hope, and that's it. I mean, the only thing that happens, like, story-wise, and this isn't even really story so much as just advertising new toys, obviously, is that early on in the show, Haruto does get new forms, because he starts off with these basic styles, because that's what his forms are called, styles. He starts off, he has his standard flame form, and then he also gets water, hurricane, and land.
Basically earth, wind, fire, and water.
Where basically, you know, his cloak is still black, but the color schemes of, like, the gym, like, on his head. Like,
yeah, the faceplate's changed. Yeah. It's like a face swap.
Yeah.
And he gets, like, a dragon form, which is basically, like, a sort of kinda-ish super form. And he basically gets dragon form for four of the elements.
It's basically a callback to Kuga's, what were they called?
They were called rising forms.
Yeah, it's a callback to that.
It's like you have Kuga's, like, default forms, and then he gets, like, gold trimming.
The slight upgrades of the basic form changes.
Where in this case, his cloak also changes color. Other than that, of course, we do get a secondary rider. He appears at the exact same time that a secondary rider usually appears, around episode 17. His character is called Kosuke Nito. We'll just call him Nito because and he is known as Kamen Rider Beast. And his story is that he's always wanted to be an archaeologist.
AKA Mr. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, he has a real fascination with. He has a real love for mayonnaise. Oh, and while we're on that, Haruto also has a plain sugar donut fetish. So that's always a running gag.
Oh yeah.
There's like this little boutique that's like to like little kiosk that has like donuts, they sell donuts or whatever, and it's like they're run by this these two guys will, it will actually, it's a, it's, it will, it's a cross-dresser and another guy. And the cross-dresser is like, I think he's like the guy that runs the place or whatever. And he's just like, you know, why isn't he always getting sugar? Because like sugar donuts, like it's something else.
Yeah, it's always like, yeah, there's always this running guy like, hey, Haruto, you know, I have like this big like chocolate sprinkled like supreme donut. You want this? And then Haruto was like, plain sugar. And they're like, ah! So. But, so yeah, Nito comes in, and what happened was that, he, at one point, while apparently, like, doing his, like, studying stuff, through, taking an archaeology class or something, he actually came across this mysterious belt, which actually held this really powerful phantom called, I think his name was called a Chimera, I think. He's basically like this chimera-like creature that, unlike other phantoms.
He's not really chimera-like, he literally is a chimera.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. and pretty much his whole thing is that he feeds off the energy that makes up like the phantoms or their foot soldiers called the ghouls. And pretty much his whole deal with Nito is that he's inside Nito like any other phantom. And pretty much it's like, feed me magical energy or I'll eat you. So that's Nito's thing. You know, he's pretty much cursed, and he has to feed this monster inside of him, or else he becomes the monster's dinner or lunch or whatever.
It's kind of like, you know, in video games where, like, you actually defeat a minion or, like, the like final boss, and you, like, absorb his energy. That's basically what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. And, unlike most secondary writers, though, Nito doesn't necessarily start as a anti-hero. He's pretty much a comic relief character right from the starting gate.
Yeah. What's actually interesting is that, like you were saying, Nate, like, it's actually the opposite. Like, I think Haruto was the one that had the trouble not, like, I don't want to work with him at first, because he's, like, well, you know, he's a little too dangerous, that he might, you know what he's doing, blah, blah, and I'm just like, He has a belt. Why would you not want him to help you?
So after Nito joins, you know, pretty much. Oh, by the way, before we get started, before we continue on though, I think it is probably best that we do mention this though. For all the negative comments that we have about this series, one thing that we can definitely agree on is that the design of Kamen Rider Wizard Suit is amazing. Like, personally,
yeah,
it really is. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the best, definitely.
Like, I might even still call it this, although I think Ghost kind of challenges it now at this point.
Yeah.
I would honestly say that it's the best design of the Neo-Pace era. Like, it looks amazing. In fact, most of the designs in this, like, especially with the monsters and all that, they all look amazing. The one design, though, that I'm against, and of course you know it, it has to be Kamen Rider Beast. I'm not a huge fan of it. If anything, it looks like they took Oz's Lato Ratar form and just stripped it down heavily.
I like Beast, honestly.
I mean, it's not the worst, but personally, I'm just not a huge fan of it.
I think what it lacks was that, like, he does have that similar form change thing where he does have different forms, but he's only a cape thing.
I will say, I think the problem with Beast, if anything, is that it doesn't really reference that he's also a wizard as much, because his looks more knight-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His
sword ability is like kind of like a roll of the die. Like, if he gets like a high number, then like he gets a good roll. But if he does it, then like
it's a rapier.
Yeah.
So. So after Beast's debut, we then get this very brief story arc, which again is, and this is kind of a thing that is kind of a running gag. I almost want to call it a running gag with Kamen Rider Wizard, where they take story arcs that could have potentially been interesting, but then just completely abandon them. In this case, what happens is that Phoenix, after being defeated by Haruto on many occasions, he suddenly decides that, you know, he wants to defeat Haruto one-on-one. Like, he pretty much wants to kill him because, you know, he wants to get revenge for that. And Haruto keeps on killing him, but of course, because he's a Phoenix, he keeps coming back to life. And what happens is that during this whole thing, Rinko actually finds out a bit more about the information on what Phoenix's gate was like before, you know, he became a Phantom. You know, we find out that, you know, he had a happy life, like, you know, he worked in a flower shop and all that. And she actually meets with Phoenix at one point, and she brings up an idea that maybe Phantoms can be restored back to their human form. But of course, what Phoenix takes for it is that, he's just like, you know what? Like, you know what? I don't have to listen to, the advice of my boss. I'm just going to fight Wizard, you know?
Yeah.
So, because in case, you were wondering, Medusa, Phoenix, and Phoenix have been, working under this mysterious Phantom who they only refer to as Wise Man. You know, like, Wise Man's will must be done. You know, he's basically like...
I love that name, like, the way they use it for, like... Because you think of Wise Man, you think of, like a really good boss. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like...
I think I might actually...
The man who knows all.
The name, yeah. I think I might keep the name for my series, but who knows?
Yeah. So then, you know, Phoenix gets into a battle with, Haruto again, and, through a new gadget that Haruto gets, he previously got this thing called a Dragon Timer, where while in his dragon form, he's able to create, like, three clones of himself, so, like, if he was fighting in his flame dragon form, then he could summon clones of him that are in his water, hurricane, and land dragon form, and they all fight these, Phoenix, and then they defeat him, but then Phoenix just comes back to life again. So what Haruto is able to do is that he's able to combine all his dragon forms together to create his super form called All Dragon, and that ultimately defeats Phoenix. And of course, we're not going to see All Dragon that much. We only see it twice in the show because, you know, it requires a lot of CGI, so can't use that now, can we?
Dragon Timer was a pretty good, pretty interesting thing that he does use, because, like, you know, being able to, like, access all those forms at once is actually gonna be helpful in, like, you know, in, like, some battles where he has to fight several, like, fans at once. It's, like, a good, you know.
So then after
it's,
that,
like, it's a good thing to have.
We pretty much move on again to a whole lot of nothing happening. The only real difference is that there's this new villain who's taken Phoenix's place. He's basically this fedora-wearing guy, so yeah, you already know that this guy's gonna be.
Oh, you actually didn't really explain how he got defeated. Okay, so with Phoenix, is that, like, he gets hurled into the sun. I am not joking.
Forgot about that part. So yeah, there's no way that he can come back to life after that.
But what's really, really funny is that, like, I read somewhere online that, like, he actually is still out there regenerating, and, like, he probably, if he's still alive and managed to come back to Earth, it'd be, like, millions and millions of years later, he, pretty much all the Earth would already be gone by then. He'd just go back to the empty Earth, like,
yeah,
where is everybody?
But yeah, this guy, his name is Sora. And he's basically this, he's a gremlin-based phantom.
He's not a heartless.
But, yeah, and notice how he actually had a name.
Yeah, he's working with Medusa now. he's pretty much going to turn out to be a really big disappointment in this series as it goes on, but we'll get to that in a little bit later.
I miss Phoenix. See, this is why I can't stand about some of the Heisei Rider series, that, like, they have these really cool, like, general type characters. They kill them off early, and then we get stuck with lame other characters, other villains. I'm just like,
let's take our hats off and, you know, bow down to Kirihiko from Double, Mizzou and Gamo from Oz, and Phoenix from Wizard.
They were like the best, like they were like really good villains, but like they just kill them off early. I'm just like,
I mean,
why?
Thankfully they did allow us to keep Kizari and Oz, but we also, I mean, you could have, I mean, come on, just kill off Uva early in the series, because he was the most boring dude, but,
Yeah.
But that's another video for another time. So, after that, we get a few more filler episodes, you know the draw on that. Beast gets his own form. It's called Beast Hyper, where basically they come across a... I can't remember how this whole story arc goes. I think they come across gun weapon that somehow links to Chimera, I think.
Paleontologist or guy or whatever, he found the gun weapon that Beast Hyper is supposed to use, I'm trying to remember what his hope was tied to exactly. But I don't think he was being really selfish with it, and I think the heroes, I can barely remember.
They wanted to figure out how they're gonna get this away from this guy, so that Mito could be like, okay, this is my weapon, I need to use it, so I can, you know, fight more, I can be stronger with it. And I think they came up with a deal. I'm not sure what happened, honestly. I tuned out after this point in story.
Yeah, there's it's really hard to remember too, because at this point especially, like, there's literally nothing going on with the plot. Like, there's no serialization. It's always just the same old Gate of the Week, you know, fight the Phantom, you know.
And also, I'm sorry, yeah. I keep remembering, I'm naked all the time when I'm talking. There's another problem I have with the show, is that, like, almost nobody turns into a phantom. Haruto always manages to save them just in time. It's like, can you have at least once or twice that Haruto's not able to save these people, and I should let them
go? Yeah, like, give us some consequences.
The other villain factions at least won in some ways. I mean, like with the Dopants, you can argue that their activity with the Gaia memories ultimately did kind of lead to their final endgame plan with the experimentation. With Oz, I mean, in almost every episode, the Greed would somehow manage to steal some core metals from Edgy. Now, sure, Edgy would then gain some other core metals of his own, but it's still a success that the Greed did manage to steal core metals from them. Especially when Ankh turned on Edgy, and pretty much it looked like he robbed Edgy of all his core metals.
Dude, when I saw those three metals, I was just like, a tear just to drop my eyes. I was like, no.
Like, you might as well, like, held a gun to Edgy and like, give me all your core metals now! With Forze, I guess, you know, some of the Zodiarts got their successes. I mean, I mean, after all, you know, one of them did manage to convince Meteor to kill Forze. Sorry for the spoilers there, Anthony, but Ronald...
No, I know, but I'm not really... I mean, I might still watch it, but at the same time, I'm not going to be like, oh my god, you know, like, Forze, like, not, I'm not going to care.
You know what I mean? With the Overlords, I mean, well, okay, the final battle with the Overlords in Gaim was pretty much a, you know, well, that's kind of a whole different topic to talk about. But, yeah, with this, these are like the most pathetic villains ever because they never succeed even once. I mean...
Nope. Hey, there was even like one episode where like one of the they were trying like Horta was trying to save this one dude from being turned to a phantom, but in actuality it turns out that he was already a phantom from the get-go. I think he was like a director or something like that, like a apprentice director. He wanted to be a director. It's like that was his dream, and that was also his friend's dream, but sadly he is no longer able to, you know, achieve that goal because he's you know, he's a phantom now.
Yeah.
And Haruto was trying so hard, like, to not to reveal that friend of his, not to, you know, tell her, like, hey, he's a phantom. But there was instances where, like, you can clearly see that, you know, it is him. But Haruto still didn't want to do it because, like, oh, well, she'll turn to a gate and, you know, be turned to a phantom. And he never ended up telling her, like, he actually ended up killing him.
Oh, yep, I know what you're talking mm-hmm. about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, mm-hmm. That was right when he got his world record, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the big problem I have with this whole concept with helping the phantom, with helping the gates, like, overcome their inner phantom. You see, the thing is this, first off, it's pretty inconsistent. Like, sometimes Haruto has to destroy the phantoms inside of them, and then sometimes he doesn't. But both sides, in some ways, just, like, don't make any sense. Like, for example,
yeah.
he destroys the phantom inside of them, then gives them this big, you know, speech about having to hold on to hope, and well, what's the point of them? Well, why do you even need to hold on to hope anymore? I mean, that monster that can break out of them, that doesn't exist now. So it's more like, well, you know, that monster that you know, you would turn into if you lost all hope, you know, that's gone now. So yeah, you can just lose hope all you want now. I mean, I really don't care. I mean,
like, seriously.
I mean, I know that's not what he says, but I think that just kind of undermines the whole, you know, holding on to hope in that case. But the other thing is this. Those times where he doesn't destroy the phantom inside somebody, what's going to stop the phantoms from targeting that gate again? And try to drive them to despair again? And, you didn't destroy the gate, Haruto. They're still vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge flaw with the series, you know, with this whole concept of, you know, fighting off the phantoms. I mean, I get what they're trying to do, but yeah, that idea just needed a complete and total rewrite. Like, the writers mm-hmm. needed to go back and think that thing over. But yeah, moving on with the story, what little there is. So after Beast gets his hyper mode in some story that I can't even remember, we then get another two-parter where, pretty much, during this battle, this phantom manages to break into Haruto's underworld or something like that and destroy Dragon. So,
yep.
Haruto loses all of his magic, and
he's a normie now.
Yeah, he's not.
Mm.
Yep, he's not a Kamen Rider anymore.
He's a muggle.
Hey, Mokoi, I was thinking.
Ah,
about
this. That's a good one. Even Riz will get that joke. And pretty much then, you know, Haruto is the second part is Haruto you know, he's going around wondering what worth he has without his magic. And for the record, that's a pretty legit question. I mean, what? I mean, is there anything to his character other than changing into wizard? But
Yep.
But yeah. So then, of course, when the Phantom starts targeting Haruto's friends, as well as Koyomi, who Haruto vowed to protect, he decides to go in and fight despite the fact that he has no magic. So yeah, let's all give a big middle finger to the Power Rangers from Operation Overdrive. And then pretty much through his determination, he starts crying or something, and his tears form into a new
rain. Kayame!
Kayame!
Tears.
Because, as we all know, tears are magic in tokusatsu shows.
Yeah.
So, so it transforms into this infinity ring, which is basically his final form that turns into this silver, sparkly form. So,
I still don't understand the concept behind that infinity ring.
Me neither.
That's a total Deus Ex Machina thing. Oh, and
yeah, it really was.
And just one other thing here. Emperor Zett from Tokyuger. I know how you really like shiny things. Well, you should totally watch the Wizard's Infinity Form in action, because I'm sure you'll get a real kick out of that.
I'm not gonna say cause it's inappropriate, but if I'm handy towards it, if you guys get what I'm talking about, then you'll know.
Yeah, that is his. You know what word I'm gonna say. But
yeah.
But after that, so he has his powers back and he has infinity. Then after that, we go back to a whole lot of nothing happening. Again, I bet you're shocked that that's happening. and then when we move into the last 10 episodes, of course, that's when
we actually missed some stuff, some important stuff. Medusa's
that was one thing I forgot.
Yeah.
I did have this in mind when we were talking about the Phantoms, but it actually turns out that the gate that Medusa came from, she actually had a twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, we meet that other twin sister, who it turns out is also a gate. Dum dum dum. And what happens is that when Medusa tries to turn her sister to despair, her sister was able to overcome the despair, just like Haruto. And after, a fight where, Medusa scared off and all that, the White Wizard shows up again, and he takes Medusa's sister away to be trained in order to become a mage.
And that's where I get freaking mad right here. You mean to tell me Haruto lost his parents too, but you wouldn't train him, but you're gonna train this new girl?
What the hell, White Wizard?
Okay, I think he has. I think he has a bias. I think he just likes girls. That's all it is.
I got a perfect explanation for this. Is it because Haruto's suit is black and your suit is white?
What? We're going there.
That was horrible. But that was.
It's funny, but before.
That was a cheap jab, but I had to do that.
Hey,
Black
suits matter.
Yeah, black suits matter. Especially in this case, because it's the best suit that we got. I mean.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't like him, like the old things too, because he doesn't like Nito at all, because like of how, because his rider power is like ancient, so he's like, he calls him like, that ancient rider.
Mm-hmm. Or I think it's like a, primitive mage, like a primordial mage or something. I don't know. They do have a have a word for Nito. I just can't remember.
Ancient.
What
yeah. They always refer to his magic as ancient, and basically that it's the old version.
He's almost in the new.
Which I'm so mad that they never really got into details on what that exactly means. And, like, the significance of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But moving on, you know, with the plot, you know, we get to the last, I guess I want to say,
arc.
Last 10 episodes of a show, which, of course, as we all know, it's kind of a standard practice here. It's pretty much like the Ghost Sager effect. No plot, don't have anything happen. But then, in the last 10 episodes, we're all of a sudden going to decide that we want to have a plot and all that, and we're going to then rev up the epicness.
Yeah.
So pretty much what happens in these last 10 episodes, well, for one, we get two other people that are going to be training to become mages. There's this one kid who is a gay, because yes, we have to bring children into this. A guy who forms
it's children.
which Nito kind of grows a relationship.
Yep.
With the kid, which is nice.
And then there's a guy who has like a.
He's daughter. A family man.
Yeah, he's a family man.
I actually liked him.
Yeah.
He was interesting. I liked that they. Had a grown man who already has like a wife and kid, and that's something you don't really see that often in Kamen Rider, both Kamen Rider and Super Sentai. Mm-hmm. Someone who already has a wife and kid.
I mean, they kind of did it with Kill Future when you know, because No-san was a family man, but he was taking care of his sister and
they almost got to that because I hear I hear with him they wanted to make him like that too, but then they last minute changed it to
I think that what it was one dude. I think they were gonna have No-san actually be able to actually be married to the girl, but they changed it to make him brother and sister.
You'd be doing him a favor though. I mean, you're having him be married to the woman who played Jasmine in Deca Ranger. You're doing
him
a favor
there.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway,
I think what happened was that he actually rejected. He didn't want to be a wizard or whatever. He just wanted a normal life. But
yeah,
it was like nope.
But the white wizard is like nope.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty much like
I likes you and I wants you. okay. He didn't say all that.
It's the concept.
So throughout all this, pretty much what's also happening is I think at this point Koyomi is running out of magical energy and she's slowly dying.
Yeah, because like Haruto has to basically like give his magic to her like constantly. It's like it's kind of like when you have to like, you know, like he has to feed her basically is in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, he's getting her magical energy in order to survive, but she's slowly getting to a point where she can't even take any more from Haruto when she's dying. Now, what happens in a pretty good twist, I actually legitimately like this twist. The phantom guy, the wise man guy, he actually turns out to also be the white wizard.
Dun dun dun! But it was actually pretty nice, though.
Dun dun.
And it turns out that what happened was, and I can't even remember what the name of his character was, so I'm just going to call him Wise Man. But pretty much, Koyomi was his daughter. And she died. I can't remember how she died, but, you know.
It was some kind of illness.
Sickness.
Yeah, and he was driven insane by his daughter's death. So what he wanted to do was that he was willing to, like, go to such great lengths in order to restore her to life. So what he did was that he studied you know, he spent, like, all this time studying, like, you know, about magic and, you know, the stuff behind the phantoms and all that. And one of the reasons...
Some alchemy stuff. Yeah. I swear, there's, like, a lot of, like, former alchemists, like, similarities in the show.
And he was ultimately behind the Sabbath. Like, that was a means of him, like, harnessing all this magical energy in order to restore Koyomi. But it wasn't enough, and he needs to perform, sorry about that, another Sabbath in order to successfully restore her back to life. But in order to do it this time, he needs to create four pillars to harness the magical energy to transfer into Koyomi, and that's where the mages came in. So that's why he got Haruto.
But he needed three more.
Three other guys. So, yeah, he starts...
What? It would have been more interesting and hard to actually been training with this guy, because it would have been like a slap in the face, like the ultimate betrayal.
To
like
be
master and student. And I know it's cliche, but
like
I would have liked.
Like Rosso turning on Batman and Batman Begins.
Yeah, like I wouldn't mind it. I know it's been there, done that, but
there was one time where he sort of trained him, quote unquote.
Sort of,
which was when he got the Drago timer.
Yeah, he gave him the Drago timer. So and yeah, go ahead, Mom.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So Wise Man, you know, he starts doing his whole Sabbath thing, and Haruto is helpless. So Nito comes in and he begins fighting Wise Man in his white wizard form. And, you know, this is actually kind of cool, but it's actually the secondary rider who ends the endgame goal.
Kosuke, surprisingly, is the hero, is pretty much the hero of this,
this part.
Yeah.
Because what he ends up doing is that, well, he ends up pretty much getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah, like pretty bad. Like the first time like White Wizard ever encountered Nito, he's just been whipping his ass like every time.
So in desperation, what he does is that he pretty much breaks his driver open and releases Chimera and has him pretty much destroy the pillars and like the thing that's causing the Sabbath to ultimately end it. And then Chimera sees Nito and decides to spare him, and then he runs off. So Nito
in return, he let Chimera go ahead and eat all the excess mana that's like dispersing out due to the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. So Chimera eating all that stops it from going to where the white wizard needs it to go, therefore stopping that.
So Nito just saved the day, but because Chimera's gone, he's also lost his powers. Unfortunately. So in the next episode, Haruto fights and defeats Wise Man, like destroys him, but Koyomi also dies, which then causes Haruto to start losing his hope.
Koyomi!
This is the only time I will ever show any emotion!
I'm never gonna let that scene go.
I know, right?
But, and of course, this is the most pathetic thing about the series, with, like, the final episode, but the final villain, and I'm pretty sure you guys have forgotten me, like, mentioning this guy, because I've only mentioned him like once or twice. In fact, I even forgot about this one plot point regarding him because it's literally it slipped my mind. But yeah, we still have to deal with Gremlin.
The serial killer.
Yeah, we found out in a previous episode that prior to becoming a phantom, he was actually this serial killer who got his heart broken by a woman, and he was suddenly driven insane by that. And he
Wasn't he like a barber? Like he would like
cut people's hair, but he'd be cutting.
He was a hairdresser.
Cutting ladies' hair.
Yeah, he would just like kill them. Like he would cut their hair, but then he'll kill them.
He's pulling a Sweeney Todd. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. But he's failing because he's not Sweeney Todd.
Nope. And his in-game goal, and this of course makes no sense, he wants to be human again. You try to make sense out of that in-game goal yourself, because I certainly can't do that.
Let me just like go back, okay? He has all this power. He's pretty much able to kill anyone he wants. And he's able to obtain his human form even when he's not in his phantom state. Why would he want to be human again?
Right.
So yeah, he's the only Phantom left now. Personally, I think there was actually this thing in the previous episode where he fought against both Wizard and Wise Man. Personally, I would have had it just so that Wise Man just kills him out of anger, you know, so that the final battle would just be between Haruto and Wise Man. Because honestly, I mean, this whole like final battle with Remlin, it literally almost feels like the writers were like, okay, that's everything wrapped up, and oh man, dang it, we forgot about Gremlin. We got to find a way to get him written out of the show real quick, you know. Haruto's, you know, he's losing all of his hope, and everyone else is trying to fight. But ultimately, you know, Haruto decides to hold on to the hope that he can. Restore Komiomi back to life. So he comes back, and he defeats, even though he gets defeated by Gremlin at first in his infinity form, he's able to defeat him in his basic form. Because, yeah, that makes total sense.
It does.
And then, you know, all the Phantoms are defeated, and, you know, everyone goes their separate ways. Rinko's still a detective. Kosuke is. Nito's going around, you know, on his archaeological stuff, plus he's also hoping to find Chimera again one day. Shunpei's working at the ring shop with Wajima to learn how to, you know, make rings and all that.
Yeah, he's basically like Wajima's apprentice, which would have been better had I done it with Haruto and White Wizard, but that's just my personal opinion. I'm still on
really
that.
Mad about White Wizard not being a true mentor. Not that I can't blame him for that.
In fact, one thing I always wanted them to do with Shunpei was, wouldn't it have been cool if Shunpei actually learned to be an actual wizard? And I don't mean like he gets the... I don't mean as in he becomes a Kamen Rider. No, he stays human, but he literally just does magic as a human.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Not only would that be cool battle-wise, but it would also be cool in terms of his own character, because, you know, all his life he wanted to be an actual wizard, and if he actually learned to be an actual wizard.
And not only that, but you could have even had both him and Rinko, like, have the Phantoms still be inside them, and then like later in the series, instead of having the kid and the family man as the new mages, you could have made Rinko and Shunpei along with Medusa.
That's what I want to do for my series.
But yeah, and we're also not done with this. There are two more episodes left in Kamen Rider Wizard, which is basically just a. It's basically just meant to be like a sort of kind of ish sneak peek to Gaim. It's basically a two-parter. You know, Haruto gets sent back in time and he meets a bunch of past writers.
You can literally just not watch these two episodes and you'd be fine.
He also meets Tsukasa Kodaya, Kamen Rider Decade, who's the only one that appears unhinged, except for a very brief appearance by Kota. You know, because they have to give a brief appearance with him, of course, because that's a thing with Kamen Rider series. Like, the last episode of each show always has to show a character from the next season in the final scene. You know, like, for example, in Forze, there's a scene where
a high school jock, like these two main characters, one of them is proposing to the other, and then someone sees Haruto walking down the street and she notices one of her rings and he's like, oh wow, that ring is pretty beautiful. So it's pretty much just it's pretty much just an episode that's there just to advertise Gaim, which I'm just gonna say is a far more better series than this.
Yes. Way better.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much Wizard. I think what I can say as far as the consensus is that it has great designs. I mean, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Beast's design, but I don't think it's horrible. I love Wizard's design and I love the monster's designs. And the action is amazing. Like, the action is probably the best choreographed in any Kamen Rider season I've seen. But that's just completely undermined by a total lack of story and many plot elements that are clearly not fleshed out the best way they possibly could be.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I mean, you already have the Phantom thing with, like, having to calm people down, have people maintain hope. Although one thing, I was talking with Ronald about this, the thing that's silly about people being driven to despair, though, is that don't people go through times of feeling nothing but despair every day? I mean, that's kind of like an everyday thing that humans go through, so I think that's kind of just a silly, over-exaggerated thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronald said that.
It depends upon, like, how, like, depressed they get. I think that was the concept they were trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
But same time, what they could have done was they could have, like, okay, the gate is like the gate is like the fan, like, okay, say for instance, like the Phantom is like literally in their ear telling them, like, you want to become a Phantom. Come on, join us. We can become more powerful than you ever imagined. Just give in to the power, and
exactly people, did.
The power of the dark side.
Let the gate suffer from the inside. And then once they actually give in, then they can transform and that's that, There's no going back. The whole despair thing was just kind of meh.
And we already talked about how the Phantoms are probably the least successful villains. It would have been cool to have, like, maybe at least one time where a new Phantom came. I mean, hell, you could have done, scrap the whole Gremlin thing entirely and have, like, a new general emerge from a gate of the day,
Exactly.
I think my biggest problem, though, with this is that I don't know any, like, Haruto is my least favorite main writer that I've ever seen. I mean, I love his design as Wizard, but as a character, I can't even remember a single thing out of this guy. I mean, at least with the other writers that I've seen, Kuga is just, Kuga's, the complete optimist guy who just wants to protect everybody, which is pretty much the thing for most of the writers. And even some of the Imoran writers that, like, people find annoying, like Forze, for example, which is basically a guy who just wants to make friends with everyone.
At least he has personality.
I can at least remember that gimmick with him, but I don't know what Haruto is. I mean, sometimes he comes off more as a serious guy, and even early on they try to make him more of, like, a deadpan smartass or something, but
I liked when they did that with him, but then they kind of dropped that later on.
You
could say that he was trying to be like Spider-Man, basically. Like, he had the sarcastic remarks, but, like, he'll keep a serious face, though.
Yeah.
You have a sword? That's so cool. I have a sword. So.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, they dropped that pretty quickly. And eventually Haruto just becomes a guy who, he's making, like, a different version of his hope speech here and there. I guess he decided to rip off Obama's whole hope poster. But,
Like, yes, we can. We can save you.
But, I don't really know what else to say. I mean, like, I actually considered making this my first writer series, actually, because I had a bunch of friends telling me it was good. This was actually, this may have been, like, the third or fourth series I watched, because I watched this immediately after I watched Gaim. You know, and you can probably guess I was pretty disappointed at that, because it would have been better if I had watched this thing, Gaim, just to be like, dang it, Kamen Rider sure does suck. And then Gaim comes out, and I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't. So,
yeah.
But, and that's one thing that we can at least thank Kamen Rider for. Like, it may have sucked this year, but then Gaim came out, and then our, you know, we all know how that turned out. I mean, it can pretty much be summed up in, like, this one meme that I saw where, you know, when Gaim was first announced, I mean, it shows SpongeBob laughing, like, ha-ha, Bruce, and then 44 episodes later, it shows a picture of Patrick with his mouth hanging open.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll be talking about Gaim a little bit later. You know, the main topic of this video, Wizard, not really good. I don't know what else I can say, honestly. I mean,
it can go in despair for all I care.
Not as great. It didn't do as well with emphasizing its overarching theme of hope as it should have.
And, like, it's not even about hope. It's about having a freaking, like, monster, like, come, like, inside of you, like, trying to fight it, you know? Then the temptation of, like, finding out that, like, if you give in, like, even in darkness, like, they could have done it so much better. Like, they just had better writers.
I still don't think this is the worst Toku show I've ever seen. I still think Ghost Sager is the worst, mainly because, you know, at least Wizard has amazing designs and amazing action scenes to give you something to want to check out. You know, Ghost Sager is still worse because it had absolutely nothing for it. But, yeah, I guess the only way I can recommend this is that, you know, you want to watch a show that's not really great on story, but gives you amazing action to watch, then, yeah, go ahead, check it out in that case. But if you are more interested in a more story-driven series, then, yeah, this is not the series for you. You need to check out Gaim if you're interested in a story-driven series.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? You guys got any more final thoughts on this?
Well, just still after us talking about it again, it just reiterates the fact that I just do not like the fact that White Wizard didn't train Naruto. I mean, it was right there, and, like, he had the nerve to train other people besides the main writer.
Right.
Really? I mean, I understand they need training too, but, like, but why Haruto, though? Was it because his daughter was there? He didn't want to, like, you know, like, get mixed feelings about her? But at the same time, he could have easily taken him, like, meet me here and we'll train or whatever. Like, something. It just didn't make any sense to me.
And speaking of his daughter, the only other reason I watched this show was because I thought Koyomi was hot. Well, actually, no, I thought she was kind of cute, but, yeah. I mean, it has a few girls here and there, but...
She got pretty cute in Ghost, even though I didn't like the episodes.
Oh, yeah. Her actress does appear in Ghost. I just remembered that.
Yeah.
You got any more final thoughts, Ronald?
Pretty much everything I think has been said.
Okay, guys. I guess this about wraps up our review. If you have any tokusatsu shows you'd like for us to check out, you know, you can comment or, you know, send us, you can send Riz a personal email at drake@animesecrets.org. Once again, we are looking for at least one other guy to join us here on Toku Secrets, so, you know, please message Riz with that. Please be sure to stay tuned. We're hoping to put out at least one video a week, and we're still shooting for that, especially once we get our schedules all synced up together.
Y'all know how life is.
We're hoping that our next review will have us three as well as Chris, and we're going to be doing a Kamen Rider O's review, and we can guarantee that that review will be more positive. So, I think everything needs to be said in this video. You know, don't watch Kamen Rider Wizard if you have any sanity. Especially you, Riz, although you probably weren't going to check out that series anyway. Mm-hmm.
I would say just watch it for the action only. Do not watch it for like any type of story. Like Nate said earlier, like just watch it for the fight scenes and like the amazing, the costumes. Like all the costumes look really good. Like Mito's
was kind of mad,
but everything else about the designs were pretty good. So you just got to get something good to look at. It's kind of like when you're on a date with like a really obnoxious girl, but like you're like she's cute and like she's not ugly or anything. It's just like it's something to look at.
That is a genius analysis. But yeah, so that's all we have to say. Thank you for watching. Please, you know, like this video and subscribe, and you know, follow us. Follow Riz on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, but and you know, follow us on our Facebook page. And like I said, if you guys want to join us, feel free to send Riz a message. So until next time, we are Tokyo Secrets, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm about to go to bed. So we'll see you guys later, guys.
Peace.
Goodbye.